Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. This Charleston single house was built for David Bailey soon after he purchased Lot 24 from the college in 1817. In 1826, the house was advertised as a most desirable residence, being one of the highest and most healthy in town, with several orange trees and a fine view of Ashley River and John's Island. The college bought the house in 1901 for use as a residence hall where out-of-town students could live and take their meals. By this time, the house was apparently in less than ideal condition. One resident, who later became a CFC professor, Robert Coleman, recalled nailing a shoe to the fireplace in his room so that he could lean back in my chair and put my foot in the shoe, which the fire kept warm at all times. Students dubbed the house the Shack and formed a Shack Club. In 1917, during World War I, the club's yearbook photo lists the motto, "Drink, smoke, and be merry, for tomorrow you may get shot." That same year, when the dining costs exceeded the rate students were paying, the college discontinued serving meals. But in 1918, meal service resumed, this time subsidized by the U.S. military's Student Army Training Corps program. The college received $1.30 per day to feed and house each student who slept at 4 Green Street and in other makeshift barracks on campus. The military program ended in late 1918, but students continued to live at 4 Green Street, and the Shack remained a site of rowdy behavior. Board of Trustees minutes from 1921 report, "It seems clear that the system of student government, which gave entire latitude of action to the student boarders, is not suited to the reckless, irresponsible spirit of the present-day undergraduate. Because of wanton destruction of dormitory property and a serious infringement of the rights of the dormitory neighbors, the college closed the dormitory and barred these students from living there when it reopened the following year. Members of the ex-Shack Club, in a 1921 yearbook photo, are presumably these badly behaved students. Their stated motto, "We will do anything but what is right. If we ever did a good deed, we are sorry." By 1929, 4 Green Street held faculty offices and science lab rooms. After it was renovated and repaired, courtesy of New Deal employment programs, it held the Dramatic Society, the college magazine and yearbook, a fencing court, and faculty apartments. From 1960 to 1967, it was the college's first women's residence hall. Since then, the house has been used as office space, surrounded by a combination of historic buildings and more recent structures that use brick or stucco to harmonize with the older surroundings. Green Street, now a pedestrian walkway called Green Way, was paved in herringbone patterned brick, and the campus and its historic buildings earned National Historic Landmark designation. In 2020, the Office of Facilities Management was making repairs to the building when the stucco began coming off very easily. For a few weeks, the original brick of 4 Green was visible, as can be seen in an image accompanying this story. Although the appearance was handsome, the Board of Architectural Review informed the college that since there was no historical evidence that these bricks were exposed in the past, the stucco had to be replaced.